Welcome to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute, divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life, encouraging you with inspirational stories to share with family and friends through perspectives of hope in Jesus Christ. Our show in New England is an extension of a program that I did for many years in Hawaii. Today we reach back into the vault, and I've got a special one for you. An Olympian and a member of two women's national volleyball championships at the University of Hawaii, Deitra Collins Parker joins us. My co-host was Suzanne Maurer. Open your heart. Hear what the Lord has to say to you today. Deitra Collins Parker, a two-time National Collegiate Player of the Year and AVCA Hall of Fame member, is the head volleyball coach at San Diego State. In 2012, she led her Aztec squad to a 23-8 mark and a 13-3 ledger in the Mountain West as the Aztecs claimed their first ever Mountain West title. She arrived at San Diego State after five seasons as head coach at Cornell, where she led the Big Red to three Ivy League titles and two NCAA tournament appearances. What does it take to win championships? What does it mean to be a winner in life? How does a relationship with God matter? We pause at the beginning of our broadcast, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know that a relationship with God indeed does matter. That winning in life has very much to do with your spiritual life. And Deitra Collins Parker is here to share her insights with us. You know, God loves you very much. So much that he sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sins. And Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, dear friend, the living Christ, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing right now, whatever challenge it might be, the living Christ is calling you to himself. Would you open your heart to Jesus? That's our heart. That's our hope and our prayer for you. When Coach Deitra Collins Parker was at Hawaii, she was a two-time Broderick Award honoree as the National Player of the Year. After leading the Rainbow Wahine to consecutive national titles and a 110-5 record in her final three seasons, she was twice named to the NCAA All-Tournament team and still holds the record for solo blocks in one NCAA tournament, 15, in 1982. Coach Collins Parker is married to Dale Parker, and we're blessed to have her with us. Coach Collins, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Where did you grow up?
My dad was in the military. I was born in Los Angeles. I lived on two Air Force bases, but my junior high and high school were in Lancaster, California.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would say my mom and dad, for sure. That's the stability in my life.
Stability in what way? Describe some of that for us.
Well, first, I was blessed to be adopted. So I was adopted as a newborn and never knew anything else but them, you know, and they raised me in the church and were a constant. My mom and dad were divorced when I was 17, but nothing wavered. My mom still continued to be a constant in my life from that point on, a constant Christian, both of them Christians, and just always the go-to source for me. So.
So you, in your spiritual life, when did you become a Christian? Growing up in that in a Christian environment, but personally, when did that happen?
I remember that I gave my life to Christ when I was in the eighth grade. I remember the walk down the aisle and making the public declaration that I was giving my life to Christ. And in all honesty, I've never known anything other than a Christian life. But as most do, there's been times when I've been closer and times further away and have matured over the years in my walk with Christ. But I really don't know any time when I wasn't.
Mm. When did you discover your passion for athletics, specifically volleyball?
That's a great question. So when I talked about the stability of my parents, I think my first sport was bowling at 6 years old. That was my mom's passion and my mom and dad's passion. And I don't ever remember a time, as much as I don't remember a time not being raised in the church, I don't remember a time not being in a sport. Mm-hmm. So we played whatever sport was available from the time I was 6 years old until I went to college. And then at that point, I could only do one sport. So my passion for volleyball came when it was the last sport remaining. So I love all sports. But I was just blessed to have great coaching in volleyball in my high school, last 2 years of high school. And I think it was the time that I put into volleyball that made me love volleyball. I really truly believe that it could have been any of the other sports that I was involved in, I would have loved them just the same.
Dieter, how old were you when Jamie was adopted?
I was 5.
Okay, so you're 5 years apart.
Yes.
And he's another great athlete, her brother.
I think he's a better athlete than I am. But.
Question.
When you reflect back on your years in Hawaii, winning national championships, what causes you to smile?
The process that we went through as a team to accomplish those goals. Just when you listen as myself, it's kind of like an out-of-body experience that it sounds so nice. It's such a nice story that's told that just happens to be me. Because it sounds great. It was such an awesome time in my life. And I know that not everybody gets to experience that. So I know what a blessing it is.
The epic years, 1983, 1984. How about the camaraderie with your teammates, coaches?
And that's why I say it's a blessing and the process. And the first things that come to my mind is the loss in 1981 when we were supposed to win and how that really inspired us to come back and be better in 82 and 83 and just that the process makes the winning just great, but the process and all that we went through and as a coach now drawing on what my team was to me and what we were to each other and how we worked together and the work ethic that we had, what Dave taught us as a team to be able to do is forever ingrained in who I am and what I am trying to, put forward now as a coach. And it's something that I realize how special it is because it's hard to get to. Much harder as a coach to help others, young ones, explain kind of just that specialness of what it was that I experienced as a player.
There's a place I'd like to go a little bit deeper, which I don't think we like to talk much about, but I'm wondering if it's a leverage point almost a catapult, speaking about the loss that you talk about, 1981, mm-hmm. the value of a loss, mm-hmm. and how you process a loss, and how could that, now here's the question, how does a loss, a devastating loss, mm-hmm. become a leverage point to thrust one, a team, a player, a coach, to championship mentality?
Athletically, it's got to be the fire that burns to want to achieve the best, to achieve more, that you can't settle for where you are, that you always want more. Spiritually, knowing that you continue to grow and that there's something more for you out there and that it's not the end. It's a stepping stone on where it's part of the process of where of what you need to get where you're going to go. And so it needed to happen for us to be better later. And I think about that same way in my walk in life, that things have happened for me to be better later. And I might not always understand it in the moment, but it helps me know in the moment to not dwell on it, that I can move on past it because there's something better later.
Coach Dietrich Collins-Parker speaks both athletically and about life in general. Hey, we all face those moments, don't we? Those unexpected moments, sometimes unwanted moments. Sometimes we try our very best. We have the best intentions. We put in the best effort as we can at that time. And yet in those moments, things don't turn out as we expect. And sometimes, you know what? They are utterly crushing. Crushing. So what happens, dear one, right now, before we go to our break? Catch this. Have you faced a crushing moment? Have you had that unexpected moment of disappointment? Well, will it crush you? I know you feel crushed. We've all experienced that crushing feeling. But will it crush you, really? Or will you use that, or maybe let God work through that to catapult you? Maybe it's the leverage point to where you actually have hoped to and dreamed of going, but you have to go through this. Well, dear one, you're not going through this alone. Coach Dietrich Collins-Parker is here with Suzanne, myself. We're with you. And you know what? The Lord is with you. And there's more inspiration when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On behalf of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, weekdays at 6 p.m. on WEZE, and visiting drdanny.live for more resources. My dear friend, it is because of listeners and donors like you that we are able to spread the message of Jesus' love and bring hope to people like you, your family, and friends. Proverbs 11:25 says, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." Will you prayerfully consider donating to Danny Yamashiro Ministries so that we may continue to broadcast the gospel so believers will be built up and non-believers may form a relationship with Jesus Christ? Visit drdanny.live to make a financial contribution today. That's drdanny.live. And thank you again for supporting The Good Life with Dr. Danny. May God richly bless you with The Good Life.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience The Good Life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. We are reaching into the vault. I'm revisiting an interview with Dietrich Collins-Parker, a legendary volleyball player, coach, and Olympian. Enjoy. You're listening to The Good Life radio show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, and our featured guest, Coach Dietrich Collins-Parker, the head coach, head volleyball coach, women's volleyball coach at San Diego State University. Find out more about Coach Collins Parker, GoAztecs.com. GoAztecs.com. Coach, when you think back about those days, those championship years, as we were reflecting before our break, what lessons did you learn that you pass on to your student athletes today?
You have to be passionate about what you do. I definitely, you have to love what you do in order to do it well, in my opinion. Or at least it helps to have love for what you're doing and want to do it at the best of your ability. However, I feel like one of the biggest lessons that I realized that I learned is that I realized that I took each day and just took each and lived each day for the day. I never ever expected to achieve the things that I did. Everybody hopes to go to the Olympics. I never really knew that I'd go to the Olympics, and I didn't plan to go to the Olympics. I just played hard every day, did the best that I could every day, learned all that I could, and let the doors open. And when the doors opened, I walked through them. And I tried to live my life with no regrets. And that's the message that I try to give my players today, is that you work hard today, you create opportunities for yourself by giving your all and putting 100% into it, and then letting God open doors for you, and then the future then you can follow the path that's laid for you than trying to set the path that you think is for you, because you never know what God has out there for you. I could have never ever plan the steps better than he could. Every time I thought I was going to do something, that door that I wanted to walk through closed, and I realized that thank God that it closed, because I wouldn't have ended up where I am or doing what I'm doing had I went the way that I had planned. And that was the lesson that I learned after, when I became a coach, and I realized why I learned it, because that's what I needed to be able to pass on to them. But as a player, it was easy because my coach just told me what to do and I just did it. And that the lesson in that was that I just worked day to day and let everything else take care of itself. And I've really, over my coaching time, really learned how to stress less, because I don't have much to worry about. And when I first started coaching, I was worried about the wins and the losses and becoming what I thought I needed to become, and really redefining what success is, because success is not about the wins and the losses. I'm so fortunate to have all those wins. Like I said, that out of body and hearing all those things, that is such a blessing. And I thought that I needed to be that same success in coaching, but my success in coaching is not based on that. My success is, I'm gonna cry, is about what message I can pass on to these young athletes, and that they walk away from my program being a better person. Hopefully that they see God in me working, and that they go on in life and can look back and had a reason for being in my program. I believe that every person that I recruit, that God put them there, and that there's a reason that they came to me. And that's my job to make sure that I'm doing what's right for them. Mm-hmm. And that's all that I can worry about, is what I'm doing today. And I had to stop worrying about the things that are out of my control.
Danny, that makes me think of a couple of things. I love Nick Voyce's quote, "Do your best and God will do the rest," which is exactly what Dietra did. And then also the wonderful scripture in Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28, because Romans 8:26 tells us that we don't even know how to pray as we should, because we don't know the plans that he has for us. And so 24/7, the Holy Spirit is interceding for us, that God can work out those plans, and that it will be for good for those that are called according to his purpose. So Romans 8:26-28 is exactly what Dietra has shared with us today, and I hope it will resonate with our listeners.
Can I say, I just really remember the time in my life when I took Jeremiah 29 and 8 through 11 and the other one for mm-hmm. I Know the Plans, and mm-hmm. Those scriptures just really became so prophetic in my life that they're so common to everybody, but they really became very real to me in coaching. I said it was easy as a player because it was easy to just follow what I was told to do, but suddenly when I felt like I needed to be in control of my life, when I tried to take control of my life, God had to show me that I still didn't need to be that person, mm-hmm. that I could, now is the time to let him do it. And those scriptures really played a big role. I have them everywhere written down. First was let go, let God. That was my first one when I was coaching at UNLV, and it was really hard. Mm-hmm. I had to learn to not be stressed. And so let go, let God was my statement that I put on everything. And then letting God plan my path was my next, Jeremiah 29. That was just perfect for me. And so my path and where I've gone have all been very well planned and placed by him, and I know that, and I love those scriptures so much and mean so much to me.
And the thing that is so powerful is Jeremiah ends then 29:11-13 says, "And you will find me when you seek me with my whole heart." And oftentimes people quote just 11 and 12 mm-hmm. that he knows the plans, mm-hmm. but you did choose to seek him with your whole heart.
Absolutely.
Precious.
And I think it's a reminder for us, as you mentioned that, Suzanne, that it really is a seeking of the heart of God, the relationship, the depth of a deeper level of intimacy in knowing God, and then, of course, us knowing that God knows us, mm-hmm. and God knows He has the best in store for us. He knows the plans he has for us, because we can't always see it, and it doesn't always make sense. Sometimes it seems like either a detour or that we're going backwards, and it could be discouraging. But in if we look at it from the standpoint of God is, he's doing something purposefully, it gives us hope. And that's what I hear you saying. That's what you're mentioning, Suzanne, and Coach Collins Parker. That's what I can see in your eyes, and I can see in your countenance. As you move forward, you've won championships, you've experienced success both as coach and player. What's more challenging, playing or coaching?
Coaching by far.
Why coaching?
When playing, I knew what I could do. Coaching, I know what they can do, they just don't always do it. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the lack of control, in as the control freak I am. It's hard, you know, to, you know, you do what you can, and they now have to trust you unconditionally. Mm. And that, so that's out of my control. All I can do is give them what I can, and then I have to let go, and it's up to them to decide how much they want. Sometimes as a coach, you want more for them than they want for themselves, and that's the really, really hard part about it.
Have you ever thought of God as a coach, and if we were his players, so to speak? I'm just thinking extemporaneously here.
Could we say, good luck, God?
At least we know he'll win.
Amen.
Wow.
What does it take to build championship teams?
Is that a question for me? God. That's the answer. That's... It takes a culture with a championship mentality.
What is that? What is a championship mentality? What does it sound like? What does it look like? How does it feel? I mean, this culture.
And that's the challenge, that You asked me what's difficult. That's what we're constantly talking about as a staff on trying to build. When you're trying to change a culture and build a culture and set some things in stone, coming into the University of Hawaii, the culture was already there. The expectation was that you win championships. So you come in knowing that. When you go to a place that they haven't done it and you're trying to get there, now you've got to change mentality. And so you, when we are out recruiting, we're looking for the person that does want to, that's willing to work for what they say they want. And that's the difference. Willing to put actions to your words.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to talk, isn't it? Easy to talk. It's easy to talk big, too. That's a, I guess that's why people say talk is cheap. How does a relationship with God matter?
Well, as I've expressed, for me, it's been everything. And I'm so, 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 so grateful that I've known nothing else, that I've always had my relationship, to go back to when I stopped and started relying on myself and without realizing that that's what I was doing. When I was trying to get the answers through thinking that I had done it or I had this or whatever, but easily reminded when I open my Bible that I don't have the answers. Mm-hmm. And so a relationship with God is what makes all of this doable, which, again, you could be stressed beyond belief when you're dealing with 18, 20 young women that come from all different walks of life with all different issues in life and trying to help them be successful. But when I take it off of my plate and put it on God's, it's not about me. And it's not even my stress. It's just the job that I was given, and no matter what, I get to walk away a winner.
Danny, I'd also like to have Dietra share a little bit with that foundation of faith in Christ and with her walk. Perhaps even unintentionally, Dietra had a heart and a mindset in marriage to wait for the one that God had for her. And in God's faithfulness and wonderful grace, he brought her together with a man, a wonderful man that also had that same commitment. And maybe she'll share a little bit about
Suzanne,
that.
Suzanne, you mentioned a key word. It's a word that people don't like to hear. It's a word that makes people squirm. It's the word wait.
Yes.
Wait. When we come back, you have to wait, of course. Wait till we come back. When we come back, let's go back on that. And talk about, you talk about marriage, you talk about relationships. You've got me. You've got our dear listener right now. I think there's a part in all of us. So when we come back, dear one, Coach Dietra Collins Parker, talking about marriage. Hey, we're talking about championship volleyball, and what a segue Suzanne Maurer has taken us to relationships, marriage, and that word, wait. You know, when you wait, when we wait, there's a scripture in Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Wait, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. A police officer found a girl crying on the sidewalk one day. "What's wrong?" he asked. "I'm lost," she said. "Do you have your parents' phone number?" he asked. "No," she said. "What about your address?" "No," she began to sob. Suddenly, she stopped, and her eyes brightened. "What happened?" the officer asked. "I remember," she said. there's a church near my house. And at the top of the church, there's a cross. Take me to the cross. Take me to the cross, because when I see the cross, I'll be able to find my way home. My friend, if you feel like you've lost your way, turn to the cross. The cross of Jesus Christ, who died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. Will you turn to Jesus? Open your heart to Him and find your way home to God.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. We are reaching into the vault. I'm revisiting an interview with Deitra Collins Parker, a legendary volleyball player, coach, and Olympian. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. It's a blessing to have you with us. Thank you for joining us today. It's a special blessing and treat for us to have Coach Collins Parker in studio with us today. You can find out more about her. She's the head women's volleyball coach at San Diego State University. GoAztecs.com. Again, GoAztecs.com. You might have been tuning into the tail end of our last segment. You knew that we're going to segue from volleyball and volleyball championships and championship cultures and coaching to relationships and the word wait. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. We're going to open up for you today.
I've had the joy and privilege of feeling like Deitra's Hanai mom since about 1982. And I have to confess, Deitra was better at waiting than I was as she went through her 20s and 30s and got into the 40s before I got the wonderful news that she would be marrying Dale Parker. Deitra, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, wow. I did wait a long time to get married, but I guess in my mind, I didn't do anything other than wait. I waited till I knew the person was right, and there were other opportunities that came up that were great opportunities but I always knew in my gut weren't right.
Yes.
And I have great exes that are great friends, but weren't meant to be my husband. And Dale and I actually met online. Interesting, we were on a website called Black People Meet, but we were also both on Black Christian Meet. So we were going to meet one way or another. Mm-hmm. And I was living in Ithaca, New York. He was living in San Diego. And we actually talked on the phone for 4 months before we met in person. But before we met in person, we knew that we loved each other. And so we were married 1 year after we had made our first initial meeting. But above all that, it was, he's a wonderful person. And
he is
just, I never realized how much, well, I see God's hand in it, in how good he is for me. And one, he understands my job and what I do. He also coaches and has sacrificed so much for me to do what I do. And then was an athlete. The sad part is I didn't get to see him be an athlete. He didn't get to see me be an athlete. Mm-hmm. We live through other people's pictures of us. but he's just a great Christian man, a great person for me, and we don't have kids, and I think both of us at one point in our life both wanted kids, but kind of understand that it's okay to be how we are and who we are, and we're good for each other, and if something ever arose that we needed to take someone in, we would be good with that too. But we definitely relate on the same level, and I've never ever questioned once that he wasn't the right person for me. And that's when I knew that it was right. And it's wonderful. I got married at 44. We just had our 10-year wedding anniversary, and look forward to many more with him. And I'm so lucky to have just a great partner in life. And sometimes I think about the fact, and I try to pass this on, that I got to go to the Olympics and go overseas. And as a female, if I would have married early, I would have been the one to sacrifice those opportunities. I am so blessed to have lived in other countries, traveled the world, and done all these things before getting married. And maybe I could have done them married, but I got to do them my way. And I had the blessing of being able to take my husband and some to Europe this summer and share some of my experiences with them and bring them into what I've been. And next I'll go to South America, where he played basketball for 8 years, and experience his world. And we get to bring our two worlds together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a special thing, because we have history before we were together that we get to bring together now and share with each other. And to me, we met at a time where we were mature and know what we want in life, and we don't have to continue to grow up. We're there already.
And I just think that's such a word of encouragement to many of our listeners, because look at the reward. I mean, I have the privilege of knowing and loving Dale, and he's a wonderful man, married to a wonderful woman. So God has truly blessed them in the wait.
Someone may ask, Dietra.
Don't look at me, I'm crying.
Mm-hmm. Someone may ask, how did you know? How did you just know that he was the one?
It was easy. Mm. That's how I knew. Mm. It was easy. It was never hard. His heart, some things happened too, where he had friends that wanted to just call me and tell me that he's just a good guy. And I was like, how come he's not married? How come he doesn't have kids? He's 40 years old. That's what black men do, you know? And it was just so evident that he was right. And it like I said, it was just easy. To me, relationships shouldn't be that hard when it's right.
But again, isn't that our Lord? He speaks so clearly to us, yeah, with peace and unrest.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And so if we're struggling in a situation, in a decision, in our circumstances, we need to run to him and say, Lord, help. Have I gone the wrong way? Have I made a wrong decision? Am I not listening? Have I turned away? Help me get back to you. And you get that peace that passes all understanding.
That's such a great explanation. Because all the times when I was in a relationship and knew that they weren't right, I knew. I could feel God talking to me. I could feel the in my gut, and I could rationalize away a reason to be married to somebody, and I could have gotten married and survived it, but I would have been surviving it. Versus when I met Dale, no more, there weren't any of those questions in my head about should I. When the other ones, there was always a question, always a little bit of a doubt, or am I settling? Is this what I'm supposed to do? The questions all went away, and learning how to listen for God to let me know what's right and what's wrong, and really listening, and moving on what He puts in us.
There are times in our lives when the Lord brings certain people. Sometimes unexpected, and you'll hear a message, a jewel here, a pearl there, wisdom. Nuggets of wisdom are laid before us at a certain point in our lives when we need it. Perhaps, dear one, today, a moment when we learn the value of waiting. I think there is a certain aspect of waiting, certainly in relationships. There might be waiting, perhaps, I'm expanding things here a bit beyond relationships. There might be waiting in a business deal. There might be waiting in a decision that needs to be made about making a commitment of some form of involvement. You may feel pressure right now. You may feel pressure because the opportunity seems so good. Or maybe you're just tired of waiting. By now, let's just do it. Let's just do it. But Deidre Collins Parker, God sends her and says, oh no, there's a value in waiting. And then when the right time comes, oh, there's an ease, smooth, peace and rest. And you are taken to another level. Imagine that. More with Coach Deidre Collins Parker. You can find out more at GoAztecs.com when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
James 3:13 says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. The Good Life with Dr. Danny is brought to you by generous sponsors. Thank you to Coach Dino Babers and Mrs. Susan Babers, Mr. Edmund Jung and Mrs. May Jung, Mr. Rodney Arias Sr., A1A Electrician, Cedar Assembly of God, and the Thursday Men's Breakfast, Boston. If you, your business, or your church would like to support The Good Life with Dr. Danny, please visit drdanny.live. Join our partnership team. That's drdanny.live. Thank you.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. We are reaching into the vault. I'm revisiting an interview with Deidre Collins Parker, legendary volleyball player, coach, and Olympian. Enjoy.
And at times, many of us, I think we wonder, what is it like? What does it feel like to be an Olympian? What does it feel like to march into the stadium with all the other Olympians to hear the music, feel the feelings, and be there? Well, we don't have to wait much longer. Deidre Collins Parker is here with us. She can share her experiences. This is the Good Life Radio Show, Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer. By the way, you can find out more about Coach Deidre Collins Parker at GoAztecs.com. An Olympian. What does it feel like to be an Olympian?
Oh, man. Again, that out of body. It's like, yeah, that was me. just an amazing experience. Obviously, a dream come true to reach that level. And I get just as excited as everybody else every 4 years when the Olympics rolls around. And I was up last night watching the trials. Just the excitement around it is undeniable. And I immediately go back to my experiences, and you play those same countries over and over again. But when you get to the Olympics, it feels different. I remember I hadn't been nervous for years and stepped on the floor for the first serve of the Olympic Games, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm nervous. Why am I nervous? It's the same team we always play, but it's just such a special moment to go represent your country. And so such an honor to have had that ability to have that opportunity to play.
Did you get to meet other Olympians from other countries?
Absolutely. And that was my memories. Some of my best memories are, one, opening ceremonies is definitely the highlight. But what you don't see on TV is that everybody is outside on a field waiting to go into the stadium, and everybody is outside intermingling with all the different countries, taking pictures with each other, and as each country is in their own garb or whatever.
Yes,
and it's just such a a phenomenal atmosphere, and everybody's at the same level. And, you know, you've got obviously phenomenal athletes that you see on TV when you're, you know, just another athlete there, but the same people that you've looked up to are on that field just like you are. And it just is such the great moment. And then there's the crescendo when you're walking into the stadium, and that is just, that's awesome. And I remember being able to find my mom in this amazing stadium. It was so huge, and my mom had brought this big Japanese type fan and held it up, and that was like the highlight that I could spot her out crowd.
That was a signal, right?
That's exactly. But so walking in and just hearing the crowd roar, and just, you know, it just really hits you that I'm here. This is what I've seen on TV all the years, and this is what you work so hard to get to, is this moment of walking in and feeling that and realizing that you're here, you made it. It's kind of nerve-wracking up until that day. You don't want to get hurt. You don't want to miss it. You just really want to experience it. And I was watching the track and field trials and seeing those athletes dive over the line, just because it means that much, you know, laying it all out there to get to that moment, just for third, because they take the top three. That I get the goosebumps and feel the excitement and the pain of the one who didn't make it. Because in 92, I didn't. I was 13th when they took 12. So I know both sides of that, of the joy of seeing your name being picked to go, and the pain of just missing out. And so both are blessings.
I have a soft spot in my heart. And you may pick it up over the varying broadcasts that we have. Soft spot in my heart for the number 14 out of 13. The one who was close, who almost made it, who put in the same amount of work, but by virtue of just numbers and limitations, you're the one that didn't make it. And on that day, I mean, things could have been different on another day. But on that day, Coach Collins Parker, what would you say to number 14?
Come back and be number 12, you know, number 13, just not to stop. And it's kind of like that 1981, losing in that finals of regionals, and let it be fuel for coming back and being better the next time. There's a reason for it, that there's something, there's a message in it, that there's a reason for it happening, that you're supposed to get better because of it.
You know, there are times when we do all we can. We honestly do all we can, and we're number 14.
Yeah.
You say, well, Danny, where'd you get this 14? Well, it's symbolic, the 14 out of 13 that gets chosen. But we also want to remind you, and it's a reminder to ourselves too, that the Lord Jesus Christ, he doesn't fade away from number 14. Mm-hmm. He's ever there. That's why we love him so much, because he's there not only when we win, not only when we feel good, not only when we feel successful, when things are going great. He's there when things are not going great, when things are rough, when things are falling apart, when we have regrets and we feel like we need to come back. Is there hope to come back? Dietra, if someone were to say, look, I've taken some wrong turns in life. I see you've done a lot of right things, good things, and then God's hand of blessing is on you. Would God accept me back? Is there a way for me to maybe get back on God's team, as it were? Because I feel disheveled right now. I'm pretty wretched. Is there hope? What would you say to a person like that?
Man, it's so amazing, the first thing that comes to my mind is what you see is only what we want you to see. So if you're comparing your life to someone else's because you think that their life has always been only good, there's the first mistake, because all of us sin and fall short of the Lord. So all of us have had to come back to God. Mm. All of us have needed the hope that God gives us. And all of us have had to ask God to forgive us and learn to forgive ourselves and know that God is there and loves us. So my answer is absolutely. He loved you and never stopped loving you. And thank God that he does. And thank God that he does me too. And as much as what appears to be such a wonderful life, I've fallen short. I've made mistakes and I've had to come back and learn from my mistakes. And he allowed me to make those mistakes so I would learn from mm-hmm. him. And as I talk to my young players, it's about what you learn from mistakes that make you better. And what can we learn from where you are now? What is God trying to tell you? And if you're willing to listen, he's there speaking to you and helping you that you can be even better now. Hope is such a wonderful thing, and that's what he gives to you, because he will, if you allow him to, pull you through. And every time you slip, he's there to pick you up. And none of us have lived a perfect life. And you don't have to look at what I've done or what anybody else has done. You only have to worry about your relationship with God, and that he's not comparing you to anyone else, because your relationship is your own.
You've got it from Coach Deidre Collins Parker. You ever feel like you're drowning in this particular season in life? A lifesaver, as it were, has been thrown to you, something that can help keep you afloat. All you need to do is just reach out and grab hold of it. She has thrown the line out for you today, at this moment. And the lifeline is Christ himself. So, dear friend, as we said at the beginning, as we always do, grab hold of Christ. Hold fast to him. Draw near to him. Wherever you are right now, it's not, Coach Collins Parker, I'm gonna get myself better first. I'm gonna make myself a better person first. Just come as you are, and Christ will take you and make you new. Inspiration from Deidre Collins Parker. GoAztecs.com. My friend, God's timing is perfect. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And look, if you haven't done so, this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus. Go to drdanny.live for more resources, to join our prayer team or partner with us financially. Go to drdanny.live, and I thank you in advance. Proverbs 22 verse 1, a good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Deidre Collins Parker. GoAztecs.com. Until next time, along with my producer, David Nasora, creative director, Brian Torres, web designer, Shana Kusumoto, and guest coordinator, Jan Yi, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you as you share the love of Jesus with someone today.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of The Good Life with Dr. Danny. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you, and that you may find hope in hearing how God's Word affects people from all walks of life. The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a listener-supported program, and we'd like for you to prayerfully consider becoming a sponsor or donor. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live. Be sure to tune in weekdays at 6 p.m. to hear The Good Life with Dr. Danny. Until next time, may God richly bless you with The Good Life.